Hello and welcome to the ChannelBuzz.ca podcast. I'm Robert Dutt, editor of ChannelBuzz.ca, and as always, your host for the show. Today is Wednesday, May 20th, 2020. Today we continue to take a look at how various vendors are working with their channels to solve a variety of challenges brought on by the COVID-19 pandemic. We're joined by Andre Valiquette, the Canadian Channel Chief for Dell Technologies, and Darren Fedorowicz, the Vice President of Channel Sales for Dell Financial Services. We talk about why Dell thinks this is a good time for channel partners to up the ante on training and what are they doing to support them in that. We discuss how they've made some of their MDF available upfront to partners to support the rapidly changing marketing priorities, and we go through a bunch of financing options that Dell's making available to channel partners and their customers right now. We talk about how financing has become an earlier in the sales cycle conversation, why Dell's focus is on simplicity and predictability, and we get some thoughts on what partners can expect from Dell over the months to come. It's a fascinating conversation, so let's get right into it. My chat with Andre Valiquette and Darren Fedorowicz. Gentlemen, thanks for taking the time. I appreciate it.
Glad to be here. Happy to be here. Thanks, Rob.
In interesting times, to say the least, and perhaps most importantly, how are you guys? How are your teams, and how are your families?
Well, excellent. Well, thank you for asking, and hopefully everyone's keeping well. I'm listening in. You know, I think these are unprecedented times. It goes without saying. We've heard this many times over, and you know, as this sort of evolved and unfolded. It went from, you know, making sure our teams were grounded and not traveling, so mm-hmm. not put them in additional harm's way, and that's sort of how it started to, you know, how can we help in the fight to get technology in the hands of folks that, you know, are working hard at trying to find a solution to solve problems, be it better way of treating patients or providing government services to those in need. So this has quickly evolved very, very quickly, but appreciate your first sentiment being around, you know, obviously our employees and their families and everybody, and hopefully everyone listening as well is staying safe. But so far, everything's all good.
All right. Now, obviously, given Dell's focuses in the technology world, I imagine there was certainly some embrace from work from home. But Andre, can you kind of help me set up how things changed for the folks at Dell Canada at the dawn of this? I mean, how much sort of working from home was there in the past, and how did that evolution happen in terms of, I'd imagine, a lot more folks working from home than have in the past?
Yeah, I mean, certainly no one could have anticipated that all of a sudden, within a matter of a few weeks, you know, most of Canada was working from home, and some organizations, as you can imagine, were more prepared for it, and other ones were less prepared for it. And the nature of the work was at times, you know, maybe not feasible to set up to work from home. And so it never sort of dawned on organizations to have to do that. But we found creative ways to help those customers. In some cases, some customers, you know, they're taking workstations home and working home. We're leveraging distribution and some of our partners to be able to manage delivery, mm-hmm. In some cases, to an individual's home to pre-configure before it goes into, you know, the back office of the corporate entity. You know, there's a lot of things that have changed and evolved over time, and we've sort of adapted. It started off with work from home, and what we saw as an unprecedented demand for endpoint devices and work from home solutions. And mm-hmm. so our focus immediately was, one, we enabled 100,000 people globally, our employees, to be able to serve our partners and customers from a remote. That was already in place. So for us, the transition to working remotely to serve kind of the customers and partners was already in place, and so that was seamless. Helping, you know, our partners deliver those solutions to customers was paramount, and so we were constantly triaging opportunities and deals and making sure we prioritize those that can actually help in the fight towards COVID-19. And so that means, you know, healthcare institutions, government agencies, etc., are all getting Making sure those opportunities, those projects are getting prioritized to make sure we get the technology in the hands of the most urgent care and delivering the most urgent care and services.
All right. How has the conversation with your partners evolved over the course of the last couple of months? I'm just curious what some of the big trends you're hearing. Obviously, I have to imagine there was that initial rush of, you know, how do I get the gear that I need to get in the hands of my customers, and how do I prioritize that as you describe? What else have you been hearing from partners in terms of what they're looking for from Dell and trying to understand about the world in which they are currently doing business?
Well, you hit the nail on the head. It started off as simply, what do you have available? What can I get in the hands of, you know, the customers as quickly as possible?
Yeah.
And that was sort of the departure point. Then as things sort of evolved, I think that we now sort of encountered problems that hadn't occurred before. There's no one was there to receive equipment. Mm. In the offices to stage it, to image it. And so we started incorporating some of our services to be able to help augment the delivery of maybe the corporate image onto the product and deliver it pre-imaged. Mm-hmm. Things like that, shipping product to employees' homes, you know, whatever we could do to assist in helping kind of manage that initial spike in demand. And then I think it started transitioning. And which is why I thought, I thought including Darren in the conversation for working capital solutions was important for today's conversation. And so, just because the flexibility of payment terms then became prevalent in the conversation. We launched our initial program, I'll sort of speak to the pieces outside the working capital. What we found is, partners were now in some cases not able to go on site to location.
Yeah.
And so they had to remotely administer equipment. That meant that at times there were some technical folks that were maybe not traveling as much and therefore had some idle time. And one of the first things we did from an initiative standpoint, and Joyce Mullen announced this in her blog and in her release, I'm the president for a global channel for Dell Technologies. She announced that we waived fees around the training component for some of the services deployment for Unity and VxRail and DP4400 products. Mm-hmm. This allowed some of our partners to get their certifications and training to be ready for when they can go out and deploy. So partners were able to kind of help retool their workforce, their training for their workforce. In this time where, they have these folks that can't go on site. That was one example of sort of this evolution starting from, fulfillment to then sort of working capital solutions to then talking about how do we get, our extended partner team, technical team, to be better trained and qualified, and how do we help them do that? So we waived fees through till May 31st, and we're seeing a huge spike in and take up rate for that training. The other thing that became important as we start to sort of delve into these working capital solutions is marketing development funds, initiatives, and I think everything went virtual. A lot of events had to be canceled. Mm-hmm. And as a result, there became a bit of a liquidity problem just around, the marketing funds. And so we activated up to 50% of the earned MDF or marketing development funds could be claimed sort of in advance of the subject to approval and so on, but with an active plan, marketing plan, an approved plan, they would have claimed 50% of those funds. And that allowed sort of a pre-planning, a pre-investment of funds before the activity took place so that there wasn't an outflow of cash rather than a claiming process. And these are small little measures that ultimately, there were a few others that we did in terms of obviously flexible pricing. We'll talk a little bit about that as sort of Darren talks about the Dell financial solutions that have been brought. And then also distributors, we needed to provide some predictability to them. So we removed some of the growth incentive targets that we had. Those are some of the measures that kind of evolved as time went on, and it wasn't necessarily out of the gate, but we had to do that as things sort of progressed. Now, one of the most critical is liquidity for not only on the payment cycle for our customers, our partners, to be able to have kind of a positive cash conversion cycle, but also in activating their customers. And I think that's where, and Darren, you might want to take this one around the working capital solutions, because that's where, to me, the rubber meets the road, is how do we help our partners provide flexible payment terms for their customers to ignite that? And maybe Darren can sort of speak to some of the things that we just announced around our incentive program.
Yeah, great, great summary, Andre. And Rob, I think you ask a great question of what's top of mind for our partners as well as our customers as it has continued to evolve. And cash flow and liquidity is a top priority. As this pandemic has created this wild economic disruption, and we see it every day in the news, but the reality is, from a company standpoint, small or large businesses, budgets are being pressured. We're seeing cash flow as customers are in isolation and business is not flowing, as well as this question of what's the business climate and the uncertainty in the future. Mm-hmm. Partners know that they need to continue to support our customers, as Andre just talked about. And so what's the first area that we wanted to address, which was around this cash flow and liquidity for our partners? And at Dell, we have a working capital solution program that allows our partners and distributors around the globe to have some of the most favorable terms in the industry. They can purchase equipment to sell to their customers and have 45 to 90 days to repay. That allows them to have that liquidity to be able to sell, collect from their customers, and repay without having to use their own capital. That's in over 70 countries around the globe. And we recognized in this liquidity crisis, it was so important to reemphasize the ability to support our partners. And that was the first step. Now, at the same time, what then turned into initially, we can help you from 45 to 90 days, customers, their customers, our customers, were questioning, as I order, I don't need an extra 15 or 30 days. I actually need something that's closer to 60 or beyond days. Mm-hmm. And so to address that concern, Dell Financial Services introduced the Payment Flexibility Program, and that was in a recent blog of Dell's commitment of $9 billion in financing. And so as we're having contraction of lending, Dell wanted to be very clear that we're continuing to commit to our partners and customers that we have the liquidity to allow them to order. Mm-hmm. And one of the first topics that we wanted to address was around these budgetary constraints. And so part of that program was we introduced low rate to 0% financing, 0% specifically on server storage, networking, data protection. So customers could procure equipment and then have that comfort that it was at a low to no interest rate over 24 to 36 months. The top of mind with liquidity was this cash flow. I need to order, and 0% interest over 3 years is great, but my business isn't running, and I need liquidity. So what we also introduced was a deferral of the first payment for 6 months. So a customer could defer their first payment with Dell for 6 months and then pay for 36 months at 0%. You couple that with working capital, where then Dell, when a customer enters into that financing, will immediately pay the partner for the full value to make sure that they have that comfort of the payment, and then they also have the liquidity that they don't have to repay for that order for up to 90 days. So cash flow, liquidity, is top of mind, and we're trying to address it in multiple ways, both to help the partners with longer terms, but also with our customers to make sure that they also have that cash flow and support for their ongoing digital transformation.
All right. And I'm sure these are very appreciated and well taken up offers, especially because there's those twin challenges for a lot of solution providers that I keep hearing, which is on the one hand, we've got to get the gear, we've got to get our customers, you know, built up maybe in ways they hadn't been expecting to build out at exactly this moment, in a reaction to kind of keeping the lights on. The other hand, they're kind of looking at their customer base and going, okay, some of you are going to be okay, some of you are going to be challenged, and some of you are going to have a rough go with this for a while.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there are a number of challenges that were presented through the whole spectrum, from the working capital solutions to the scenarios of whether technicians could go on site or not. And interestingly enough, you know, in times we were seeing some of the larger projects or the infrastructure projects potentially get delayed, but that was more to do with people being available and present and physically on location to be able to do it. In fact, what we find is organizations increasingly are wanting to do these projects now because all of these work-from-home endpoint devices present potentially a vulnerability from a security standpoint, but also, you know, there's a capacity requirement now that didn't exist, you know, outside of the corporate network that now needs to be served. So touching base on a number of different fronts.
Yeah, and Rob, I'll add on to this. It's an interesting point because a year ago, Forrester did a study, and they talked about the decision-making for customers with both technology and financing. And out of that study, customers, 85% of customers wanted to use some sort of financing when they're making their technology purchases. Mm-hmm. The investment in the digital transformation continues to evolve, and the vast majority of them needed financing to make sure that they could continue to purchase. And 73% of those same customers said that they made a financing decision prior to even a quoting stage, and that was a year ago. So think about those numbers as we've evolved into this current environment. 100% of customers are making decisions on, do I have my capital budget? If I don't, how am I going to be able to use a funding line? Am I going to use my revolving line of credit? Do I need to get more credit? And the contraction of that economic environment has created a lot of uncertainty of how they can continue to evolve. And it's not just in the data center. As Andre talked about, you know, many of us, like us and our customers and people listening, are working from home. So we need work-from-home solutions as well. And they'll lead that in terms of our endpoint solutions. And we put in place also financing solutions that allowed customers to just be able to buy and have a six-month rotation. I may not know how long I need this endpoint solution, but I know I need it right now. And this economic or this current environment may change 6 months from now, so I want essentially a short-term rental program. So we put that in place as well to support our customers. But you can see from the numbers, and as Andre talks about some of these solutions, we're really leaning in to support our customers, but we also know our partners lead a lot of these conversations. So they're top of mind for us to make sure that we're supporting them and everything we're offering, we're enabling through our partner community.
All right. You paint an interesting picture there of sort of the primacy of financing and the demand there. Certainly, my perception of kind of the dominant channel go-to-market has been kind of around the idea of, you know, we assemble the solution and then we kind of think about basically how it's financed. And that's a vast oversimplification of the situation, obviously, but I'm just kind of trying to make it easy to get the question out here. Have you seen a lot of solution providers moving the financing discussion forward in the conversation and kind of bringing it to the customer earlier. As you say, you know, customers are thinking about this before they've even sort of made the quoting kind of decision. Curious if you've seen partners keep up with that, or if there's sort of an opportunity there for partners to be thinking about the financing and the structuring of this a little earlier in the game. I imagine to some degree the discussion about cloud and everything as a service and OpEx over the last few years has brought that forward, but I'm curious if that's still sort of a competitive advantage potentially.
Yeah, hey, you didn't oversimplify that at all, Rob. I think you hit it spot on. It's often been this mindset of I need to decide on my technology, and now I need to go to my CFO to make sure that I'm in budget, I can pay for it. Mm-hmm. I think some of your points are spot on around this evolution of cloud-like economics, that it becomes more top of mind that I'm going to pay over time. I will say that it continues to grow. Last year, Dell Financial Services financed $8.5 billion globally and grew 16% year over year. Mm-hmm. So it is becoming a more important element within the conversation. And I think that integration within Dell of this end-to-end solution provider, both the product as well as the services, and then the ability to pay for it over time with flexibility and choice, is incredibly important for customers and partners in this environment. To the core of your question, is it becoming more important and top of mind with our partners? And I would say yes. I think it is. It is a recognition from the partners, both as, hey, I need longer terms with working capital solutions, but help enable me in this conversation and how I can present and position payment terms to my customers. Help me understand how I have these different options, because it is becoming top of mind. So I would tell you that it is evolving. It's evolving very quickly. We were evolving last year with 16% growth, but but in this environment, it's growing even more accelerated, and that's why we continue to educate our partners. And everything we do at Dell, we put the partners in the core of that decision making to make sure it's enabled. And so, it is an important topic. I think partners are recognizing it. But I would tell you, simplicity and predictability is so important when partners are offering. There's so much complexity already in enabling an IT transformation. We want to make sure this is simple. So we try to break down a number of solutions to give simplicity. Mm-hmm. And I think the partners, if we make it easy for them to communicate to their customers, we have solutions not just in product but payment, that becomes very powerful. So I think you've hit all those points, and I think cloud has evolved much of this, but this pandemic has accelerated that conversation around payments for partners as well as their customers.
All right.
And with respect to the timing piece of the question, Rob, I think your initial thought was, getting it in early. Is the timing that happening early in the process, in the sales process? And it's our end of quarter, and I'm pretty sure Darren hasn't left his home office. If he's sleeping there at night because it's our end of quarter. And I would say that it's also happening in the late stages too. I think early on, some customers and partners have said, oh, no, we've got this, we've got the liquidity, we can do it. We'd rather not enter into something that will have a liability going forward or something on the balance sheet going forward. And then they sort of realize, hey, here's some flexibility, here's some liquidity, and our partners are leveraging this as a closing tool.
Gotcha.
And so it's now, like I said, it's our end of quarter, and he's never been so busy in light of some of the sort of relief efforts that we're doing in this announcement that we've made.
All right.
And Andre's right. I'm not only isolated in my home, I'm isolated in my home office. He's correct. I probably haven't left here in 3 days. So spot on with that comment.
Well, we'll try to get you some break time after this, maybe, hopefully. But it sounds like it is a busy time, and a lot already on the table from Dell in terms of flexibility and things you're doing for partners in this environment. But to sort of bring things home, not asking to, you know, pre-announce anything, although if you wanted to, I wouldn't complain too loudly. But just curious sort of what partners can expect from the Dell Technologies team over the next little while as we continue to go through whatever this road may bring us in the near future.
I would tell you, Rob, we're continuing to be committed to support the partners, and I think you can see it just over the last month, Joyce's announcement of our commitment, but then furthered with our announcement of the payment flexibility program. We've continued to roll out different solutions around consumption-based solutions for the data center, and we are committed to continue to do that. Part of the announcement of our $9 billion commitment wasn't just for short term, but we are absolutely leaning in to support our partners. And you know, as you said, there's no pre-announcement here, but we're absolutely continuing to evolve this, listening to customers and partners on a daily basis to try to continue to evolve what we've put in place and to introduce more options to make sure that we're helping them navigate these uncertain times. So more to come, but I think you can just see it over the last month, the ongoing evolution of how we've put new programs in place as this environment continues to change. So Andre, I'll give it back to you to kind of bring it home on some of those points.
Yeah, I'll carry the theme of listening. I think, you know, we've designed some of the relief efforts to ensure that we maximize our partners' resources and their time and through the technical training or through them conducting their events and being able to claim upfront so that they have liquidity. Some of those efforts that we're doing were in response to a workforce that now was 100% remote. Mm-hmm. And therefore, you needed to kind of adapt. I think that's sort of the key theme is listening and adapting. The future, you know, I'm an optimist, and I'm encouraged by some of the signs that the number of recovered cases is outweighing the number of net new in many locations, and that's a very positive sign. I think we have to continue to be diligent around what we can do to help our customers, our partners, be able to provide the technology for their employees and make sure that they can kind of grow and thrive in what they're trying to do. And that may mean that we have to look at beyond sort of the boundaries of a particular program if it comes to, you know, flexible payment terms or things like that or other products that we need to sort of wrap in. We're always listening to those and we're open to kind of looking at different scenarios to try to get creative here. That's what these times require in order to help. And on the other end of that is, a thriving sort of bounce back if we can help organizations continue to have liquidity, working capital, enable their employees to work remotely, get trained up, et cetera, deliver, you know, government services, whatever our technology can help enable, the more we do, the more we can help, make sure that there's continuity, the better I think the recovery will be on the other side of it. And I think a lot of the programs and initiatives that have been laid out so far really focus around not only via our partners, the activation of their customers and how we help them with these sort of prepackaged solutions that can be remotely deployed or imaged systems that can be done at our factories. They're delivered to our customers' employees directly with their own corporate image on it. Things like that. We'll continue to look at all of those types of options as we go forward and sort of respond accordingly.
All right. A lot to chew there, a lot going on, and thank you both for your time at what's obviously quite a busy time for both of you. Thank you.
Thanks, Rob. Appreciate the time today.
There you have it.
Dell's COVID-19 channel supports financing options. From Dell Canada Channel Chief Andre Valiquette and Dell Financial Services Channel Sales VP Darren Fedorowicz. I'd like to thank Andre and Darren for joining us for the podcast, thank Dell Canada for their continuing support of the site, and of course, thank you for listening today. The ChannelBuzz.ca podcast will be back next week as we talk security with Tim Brown of SolarWinds MSP, a topic that you may have noticed is getting even more attention right now as the switch from work from home is leading to plenty of tempting new services for the bad guys to infiltrate. Before then, we'd invite you to subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. You can find the cast on both Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts. Till next week, I'm Robert Dutt for ChannelBuzz.ca. Thanks for listening. Stay safe out there.